Well, when you are suffering the punishment of this sin in hell. By Samuel Davies. But they made light of it. Matthew 22:5. Consider what those things are which engross your affections and which tempt you to neglect Christ and your salvation. Have you found a better friend than Christ, or a more substantial and lasting happiness than his eternal salvation? Oh, what trifles and vanities, what dreams and shadows are men pursuing, while they neglect the important realities of the eternal world. If crowns and kingdoms, if all the riches, glories, and pleasures of this present world were ensured to you as a reward for making light of Christ, you would even then make the most foolish bargain possible. For what are these in the grand scale, when compared to eternal joy or eternal misery? What is a man profited if he shall gain even the whole world and lose his own soul? But you cannot realistically hope for the 10,000th part of these worldly trifles, and will you cast away your souls for such a pittance? Alas, what does the richest, the highest, the most voluptuous sinner do, but lay up treasures of wrath against the day of wrath? Oh, how will the unhappy creatures torture themselves for ever with the most cutting reflections for selling their Saviour and their souls for such trifles? Let your sins and earthly enjoyment save you then, if they can. Then go and cry to the gods you have chosen. Let them deliver you in the day of your damnation. The time is hastening on when you will not think so lightly of Christ and salvation. Oh, sirs, when God shall commission death to tear your guilty souls out of your bodies, when devils shall drag you away to the place of torment, when you find yourselves condemned to everlasting fire by that Saviour whom you now neglect, what would you then give for a Saviour? When you see that the world has deserted you, that your companions in sin have deceived both themselves and you, and all your merry days are over forever, would you not then give 10,000 worlds for Christ? And now, dear immortal souls, whenever you spend another prayerless, thoughtless day, whenever you give yourselves up to sinful pleasures or an over-eager pursuit of the world, may your conscience become your preacher and sting you with these solemn truths. I cannot but fear, after all, that some of you, as usual, will continue careless and impenitent. Well, when you are suffering the punishment of this sin in hell, remember that you were warned, and acquit me from being accessory to your eternal ruin. And when we all appear before the Supreme Judge, and I am called to give an account of my ministry, when I am asked, did you warn these creatures of their danger? Did you lay before them their guilt in making light of these things? You will hear me answer, yes, Lord, I warned them in the best manner I could. But they would not believe me. They would not regard what I said. O, sirs, must I give in this accusation against any of you? No, rather have mercy on yourselves, that I may give an account of you with joy and not with grief.